There is a term in psychology called folie à deux. Folie à deux essentially was a French phrase given to, let's call it mass hysteria. In other words, a certain phenomenon would occur within a crowd and more people would begin to imitate it. It's one of the things that shrinks worry about in high school settings, where certain kinds of self-destructive behavior might be exhibited by a certain very, very, very tiny percentage of kids, and then the other kids just kind of go along. Human beings are a very influenceable lot. We are easily influenced, I guess, to be redundant, to be repetitiously redundant. You can see this in the way language catches on. You can see this in how we almost unconsciously imbibe certain speech patterns. Anybody who has kids above 9, 10, 11 probably is driven crazy by the verbal tick that most children use. So, like I said to her, are you going to go or not? And she like said, I don't think I am, because my mother would like go crazy if I did. So I didn't think that I should like go. And anytime your child comes back from a gathering of like-minded peers, you hear this explosion in frequency of like. Drives you crazy. When my older teens were younger teens, they went to youth conferences. When they came back from the youth conferences, I couldn't stand to hear them talk like, you know, like I mean, like, you know. So we get upset at the kids for doing this. But we must remember, we are as easily influenced as they are. For example, I've noticed a phenomenon among the big people. It is only the most recent in a long line of similar language phenomena. How many years ago did you know catch on? Where for some folks, you know, every other word became their filler. Or, I think like that, in these circumstances, we need to, establish, a form of articulation, that is not nerve-wracking. The most recent one, if I let it, would drive me crazy. The most recent one is look and listen. Note how many pundits, talking heads on the cable news shows, how many media types, how many sports entertainment figures begin their giving their opinion and their views with, look, now what I'm going to tell you. So, Mr. Smith, do you think that the current economic circumstances are worse than 1982? Listen. Pay attention. Look and listen to how many folks start out with this modern version, or a much more cheapened version, a much more counterfeit version, a much less substantive version of amen, amen, I say to you. When our Lord said amen, he was drawing attention to something very profound. I'm going to tell you the truth here. When we say, look, listen, before we start our particular opinion piece, we're essentially saying, I command you to pay heed to me. Note that I didn't say listen or look. Note How many do this on TV? And these are articulate folks, generally. Some of them that I listen to are quite bright. They're authors. They're columnists. They are people who spend their living thinking about stuff. But they have slipped into this annoying verbal tick. And, you know, in some ways, notice how I said you know in there? In some ways, this tick is more problematic than our teenagers' tick of like. When the kids say like, they're just filling in words with a very poor, poor display of articulation. When grown-ups start out their verbalizations with, look, the reason this is happening, listen, the problem here is, what they're saying is, I command you to give special attention or full attention to what I'm about to say. Because, of course, what I'm about to say is incredibly important, as I am incredibly important. Now, one might say, oh, Dr. Ray, come on, you're getting carried away. You're kind of drawing out a little bit too much psychological interpretation in this one, aren't you? Look, I'm not so sure about that. Listen, I'm about ready to take a break. So look for me to come back. Listen, would you?